KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have light rain, 67 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 16 one-hundredths of an inch over the past 24 hours, most of that falling yesterday morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Radar shows some moderate to heavy showers over Elkhorn, Walnut, and then stretching down into southwestern Pottawatomie County over Oakland and Carson, just to the east of Trainer and back up around toward the Crescent. And Honey Creek area is also over to Carter Lake and then down to Glenwood. Those showers and thunderstorms are moving to the northeast. The National Weather Service in Omaha earlier this morning issued a flash flood warning for south central Monona County, northwestern Pottawatomie County, and western Harrison County. And that is in effect until 11 a.m. Doppler radar, as I mentioned, continued to indicate heavy rain over the warned area. Already up to 3 inches of rain has fallen, and additional rainfall was expected. Flash flooding is an extreme possibility, especially between Interstates 29, mile marker 63, and 100. During these early morning hours, if you see water across the road, turn around and don't drown. Also, a flash flood watch remains in effect through 1 p.m. today for most of the listening area, including Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Green, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, and Fremont counties. Some 1 to 2 inch rainfall rates per hour are possible. The rising Missouri River broke through two levees northeast of Omaha yesterday, but the flooding affected rural areas that have been flooded twice already before this year. Interstate 29 remained open near Omaha at last report, but transportation officials warned that parts of the highway will likely have to close at some point. Several on-ramps were closed Wednesday. The lower Missouri River is flooding in Nebraska and Iowa this week because of exceptionally heavy rains that fell last week in Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska. Officials don't expect the floodwaters to cause significant damage to communities, but many levees remain damaged from severe flooding in the spring, allowing floodwaters to flow into many farm fields and rural areas. The State Flood Mitigation Board has approved spending $15 million on 6 flood recovery projects. Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management spokesperson Lucinda Parker says Hamburg was awarded money for buyouts and to raise a levee.
The city of Hamburg for that buyout project was $940,856. Also, the city of Hamburg to do that additional raising of the height of the levee was $6.3 million.
Other money is also going to southwest Iowa projects.
City of Hornick, where they're going to build a berm in that area, was a little over $2 million. Then down there in Mills County, in a rural area there, they are receiving $2.3 million for a share of the local property buyouts. And then in Pacific Junction itself, they're also going to be doing property buyouts, and they're going to be getting about $3.1 million to cover their local share.
Fredonia was awarded $135,555 for a levee district. All the money approved by the Iowa legislature was awarded, and Parker said there were a few projects that did not get funding.
By the city of Davenport, Vanman levee district, which is over there in western Iowa, and then also in Muscatine County, and those were not awarded any funding, but you know, certainly the hope is that the legislature might approve some more funding in this upcoming legislative session, and these applications would be considered again, as well as any others that might come into the Flood Mitigation Board.
Parker says the state money will be used to help leverage federal funding for the flood recovery projects, and Governor Kim Reynolds says it's too early to assess how much more money the state may need for flood recovery.
We're going to continue to, you know, work with the federal government, work with CORE, work with FEMA, work with HUD, and see, you know, what the total cost is, what's the federal share, what's the state share.
An initial estimate of flood damage released by state officials this spring topped $1.6 billion. Reynolds said late last month there had not been an updated estimate. The governor does not believe it's necessary to hold a special legislative session this fall so the Iowa House and Senate can vote to appropriate more state tax dollars for flood-related projects. The governor says those decisions can wait until the Iowa legislature reconvenes in 2020.
It's a fine line, because if you rush in and pay too much of it, then the federal government doesn't think that they have a role in it, and they do. And so we have to balance all aspects moving forward, and taking advantage of, you know, the dollars that they have available for the levies or for the buyout.
This spring, the Iowa legislature set aside $15 million in state funds for flood-related projects that are getting federal money, but which require local matching funds as well. Earlier this week, a state board distributed that $15 million to the communities of Hamburg, Hornick, Pacific Junction, and Fredonia, as well in Mills County, as was mentioned just a moment ago. In the funeral announcements, Laverne William Goody, age 83, of Guthrie Center, died Friday in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Laverne Goody will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. John Bruns, age 57, of Greenfield, died Saturday. A celebration of life for John Bruns will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Larry McClelland, age 82, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Larry McClelland will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Irene Sequoy, age 97, of Guthrie Center, died September 12th. A funeral mass for Irene Sequoy will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Albert Peter Pete Stein, age 70, of Portsmouth, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Pete Stein be Friday at 7 p.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Loretta Grasty, age 86, of Greenfield, died September 11th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Loretta Grasty will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Mary Ann Renzi, age 88, of Manning, died Wednesday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Renzi will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Linda Marie Simon Kuntz, age 76, of Florida, died July 15th. Her family invites you to join them for a light lunch and time of fellowship at the Oakland United Methodist Church basement, 11 a.m. Saturday, prior to the graveside service. Reconvene Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. John Sturdy, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Monday. Funeral services for John Sturdy will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Marvin Lynn McCool, age 92, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Marvin McCool will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. Mary Ann Anholt, age 93, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Her family and friends invite you to gather at 3 o'clock Saturday at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic for refreshments. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Wilma Porter, age 91, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Wilma Porter are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Anverly Shoup, age 100, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Elmcrest Assisted Living in Harlan. Arrangements for Verley Shoup are pending at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.